This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, diabetes. Traditional risk factors for it can include obesity, high blood pressure, and a sedentary lifestyle. But a new study of health professionals with an average age of 72 suggests stress may lead to older women developing type 2 diabetes. I talked about this with Denise Taylor, a certified diabetes educator and dietitian with Texas Health Arlington Hospital. Is there any reason you think why they would focus on type 2 as opposed to type 1 when it comes to stress?
I think because type 2, we typically see it in the adult age. And as we age, we might have more stress than we did when we were very young. So type 2 diabetes is a good time to really study this whole incidence of stress. We do know from previous research that diabetes risk can be higher in older women. Sometimes it can be related to chronic stress that's happened throughout life. It can also be related to issues with weight. Activity levels might decrease as one gets older. So those can be risk factors for developing diabetes.
The study found women with the highest levels of acute and chronic stress had nearly double the risk for diabetes. Why might that be? How much can stress contribute to this disease?
The systems that prepare us to manage stress, they're working hard in our bodies. And as we age, our bodies are getting older. When we know that the alpha cells of the pancreas release a hormone called glucagon, that tells our liver to release some stored glucose. That extra glucose gets into our blood and potentially can get into our body cells for energy. And the problem is when that glucose stays in the blood, that could put a person at risk for developing diabetes.
So stress can raise the blood sugar level?
Yes, it can.
How high would those sugar levels have to be, or for how long, to the point that it might develop diabetes?
Well, there's target levels for blood glucose levels in diagnosing pre-diabetes and diabetes, and people are studied over time looking at the trends in their blood glucose levels.
It just depends upon the person, I guess?
Correct.
What kind of adverse ways can it affect you?
Well, those blood glucose levels can be higher because of those systems that are causing the body to make more glucose. The body feels like that you can use that extra glucose, but sometimes it just stays in the blood. So strategies to get that glucose out of the blood are being physically active, trying to keep at a healthy weight, healthy diet.
But can stress adversely affect you and maybe in causing you to forget to do those things?
True. When someone's going through stressful times, they may be preoccupied with the stress itself and less likely to follow a healthy diet or be active or just maybe sit around and do unhealthy behaviors, like a little bit more screen time, but maybe just not paying attention to the normal healthy behaviors that they do.
And the end result can be what?
Well, then the blood sugars may rise as a result of the body just making more glucose during times of stress.
Does it create worse physical conditions?
Possibly. It depends how early the person recognizes that they're in this stressful situation and how they'll react to it. Stress is what we do in how we react and what's our next action to help control that stress.
Just what about the sheer stress of having diabetes itself? Is that known to cause problems?
Depends on the level of acceptance. People that have accepted it are getting education, they're getting help, they're doing the right healthy behaviors. Mm-hmm. So recognizing that early on when they feel like they're having stress, to put those things in effect. That positive approach to doing the right thing, keep good blood sugar levels, that is important.
Is that a struggle for many people?
It is. People can be very busy. They can have maybe some financial challenges, time challenges, and sometimes we have to realize people need to prioritize their health. Even as life changes and life may get more challenging, it can be more difficult for people. But it goes back to that accepting it and getting help, getting education on what to do during times of stress.
Denise Taylor, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.